Welcome to the Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events. One set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to the Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week and at this time. And we have so much going on this week. It's just incredible. The big news, the big headline of the week is lucky planet Jupiter moving into its favorite sign of Sagittarius. So that's really great news. We also have a new moon in Scorpio. We have Uranus, planet of the unexpected, retrograding back into Aries. And also we have love planet Venus retrograding, or it retrograded back into Libra, and communication planet Mercury moved into Sagittarius. I'm just looking at my calendar here to see what else I've missed. No, that's about everything. So that's a lot. Some weeks there's not that much happening, but this week there is a lot going on. So I will start with the headline of the week, the month, and one of the headlines of 2018, and that's Jupiter, planet of expansion and hope and optimism, and on the flip side, excess, moving into Sagittarius, its favorite sign. Now that's happening November 8th through December 2019. So typically, Jupiter stays in a sign for a year and its cycle is just under 12 years. So Jupiter moving into Sagittarius, this is great news for the fire signs or anybody that has planets in fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo and Sagittarius. And if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week on the show, you can follow along to see how the planetary influences are affecting all your natal planets. So the headline of the week is Jupiter in Sagittarius. Jupiter moves into Sagittarius. That's happening on Thursday. That's really big news in the astrological world. It's really great for Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. If you are a mutable sign, just take care with excess now through next year. And the mutable signs are Gemini and Virgo and Pisces. Of course, Sagittarius, but of course, with its ruling planet in its own sign, I'm not counting that. So Jupiter will move into Sagittarius, I'd say will sort of gallop into Sagittarius on November 8th. And so Jupiter is the natural ruler of Sagittarius. And so it will be at home. And so this will be where Jupiter will express itself most purely. So Jupiter is the planet of expansion, luck, optimism, just to name a few things. It's also travel, higher learning, adventure, even philanthropy, and foreign cultures and faraway places. So considering the heaviness of many of 2018's transits, Jupiter in Sagittarius will be offering a welcomed wave of positive energy and optimism and as it's in its final days of Scorpio. So, you know, it will be very interesting because, you know, it's going to be lining up with a few planets, and there's going to be some a bit of excess going on. That's because we've got we will have Mars and Neptune in Pisces, which will be forming a challenging square to Jupiter, the Sun, and Mercury in Sagittarius. And I think I talked about that a lot last week and the week before. And if you missed last week's show, be sure to go to the On Times archive and have a listen, because I really did capture a lot about what's happening in November, which did include a lot about Jupiter in Sagittarius. And there's a lot to say about that energy, of course. Jupiter is a mid-planet, and it's always, or a social planet, and it's always really big news when any of the planets from Jupiter out change sign, which doesn't happen that often. Jupiter is every year. The next planet on is Saturn, which is every 2.5 years. And then you've got Uranus, which is 10 years, Neptune 14, and then Pluto anything between 12 and 28 years for changing sign. So Jupiter moving into Sagittarius is a really big deal. And so on the flip side, though, it's, you know, like it's a planet of hope and optimism but and expansion. But on the flip side, it's exaggeration and, you know, amplifying things or emphasizing things that are not necessarily in a positive way. But, you know, typically it is a good energy of Jupiter moving into Sagittarius. Anytime a planet is coupled up with one of the signs that rules, the energy flows a lot more easily than if a planet is coupled up with a sign that it doesn't get on with so well. So Jupiter in Sagittarius is really great news. It's also very philosophical. So it's like we'll be looking at life from a higher point of view or a broader perspective. Details not so good under this type of influence. But, you know, generally it's about looking at life from a higher point of view, from a philosophical point of view. It's also about adventure and exploration. So many of us will feel quite adventurous with this type of influence. Now, Jupiter does make a conjunction to the Sun on November 25th. So this is a really, this is a great day to remember when we're feeling really, really hopeful and optimistic and looking to the future. And it's also a very generous influence as well, Jupiter with the Sun. So this is a good time to think about, and then Jupiter conjuncting the Mercury retrograde on November 27th. So it's good for storytelling and lighthearted sort of fun. Take care not to exaggerate or embellish at this time. That's the only flip side to this type of influence. Now, Jupiter in Sagittarius is not just a philosophical type of influence, but a lot of people will be thinking of ideology. I can't even say that word now. Ideology. It's not coming out of my mouth right. And also thinking of religions and any type of sort of spirituality slant on things when Jupiter is in Sagittarius. Be careful, though, to not stand on the soapbox or be too dogmatic with our opinions because, you know, this influence affects all of us. So dogma is the other flip side of this type of influence. And, you know, Jupiter in Sagittarius is a breath of fresh air or really it's a burst of fire-breathing enthusiasm. How about that? Especially if it's connecting to one of your natal planets, it can be the very extreme of enthusiastic. It's like a pure expression of enthusiasm and optimism and hope, but without the fear or deception. But I say that because, you know, of course, there's always something because Jupiter will be forming a square to Neptune, which is the planet of deception when it's involved with a challenging aspect like a square. So Jupiter is referred to the planet of luck because it brings opportunities and advantages. So it's like, you know, we're seeking and exploring, and we're feeling adventuresome with the influence of Jupiter in Sagittarius. So it's like we're going to be open to finding more opportunities or opportunities coming our way. So, you know, Jupiter is also about learning and intellectual pursuits. And, you know, basically it's Jupiter is about expansion of the soul. So it's like things that we can improve upon, that we're given, or that we can expand, or, you know, make things bigger. You know, we're looking, with Jupiter in Sagittarius, we'll be looking for the deeper meaning to life, you know, life, love, and the universe. You know, why are we here? What is the meaning of life? You know, and many of us will be graduating to higher levels of understanding of the universe. So it's like things will come to us, depending on how this influence affects our natal chart, but things will be coming to us a lot of times with no special effort. So it's like Jupiter is all about having advantages and using our special gifts to make the world a better place. But, you know, again, I keep saying on the flip side, because everything has a positive and not so positive. So, you know, with Jupiter in Sagittarius, it's like keeping a sense of humility or restraint will be hard. So it's like just know that. Then, and of course, other people might perceive that as sort of false optimism or bragging, or, you know, something like that. Because, you know, Jupiter rules excessive behavior. So, you know, if you're the type to party now, you might be paying later. So it's just think about the excess. Just remember that Jupiter in Sagittarius is also about excess. You know, and so more about Sagittarius, because, you know, we're coming into the season of Sagittarius. You know, we're coming up to the Sun and Mercury and Jupiter all in Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is, you know, symbolized by the archer, which is the truth seeker of the zodiac. And if you think about the symbolic meaning of the archer, is that, you know, sending out arrow after arrow, aiming for the horizon, expanding our horizons. It's like striking out into the unknown with very idealistic vision of the possibilities that are out there. That's very, very much Jupiter in Sagittarius. And so, you know, it's quite flexible because, you know, Sagittarius is a mutable sign. It's a fire sign. It's always on the go, always falling into great experiences and opportunities. You know, this energy is very much go with the flow, or switching course at a moment's notice. You know, and of course, Jupiter is known as the planet of luck and good fortune. So, you know, what better way to bring luck into your life than to keep your eyes open for opportunities when you're an adventurer, an explorer, or a seeker with this Jupiter in Sagittarius type of energy. So, you know, and Sagittarius, Jupiter and Sagittarius have a reputation as lifelong students and teachers. So it's like we're willing to broaden our minds, broaden our vision, open our minds to possibilities, and this would be a wonderful time now through the next year to increase any sort of skills that you may have, because, you know, many of us are looking to, you know, expand upon what we already have. You know, another key word for Jupiter in Sagittarius is spontaneous. So spontaneous, where because, you know, Sagittarius is a mutable sign, which is a go with the flow sign, the other mutable signs being Gemini, Virgo, and Pisces. So very much turn on a moment's notice, not too fixed in our ideals. And the more we can explore and be adventurers, the more wisdom we will pick up or absorb. So, you know, wisdom is another key word that comes with Jupiter in Sagittarius. It's very much a happy-go-lucky, explorer type of energy, and then we can expand our minds with those sort of experiences. Now, the other thing with this energy is it's quite athletic. It's quite athletic. It can be quite competitive because even though Sagittarius' symbol is the archer, the mythology of Sagittarius is the centaur, and that's half human, half horse. And they were very athletic and very competitive, the centaurs. So this is a time for athleticism, competition, sports, also, as I said, teaching, learning, traveling, so travel guides, any sort of extreme sport as well. Now, I know that I mentioned here that I was looking in my calendar that Mars will be forming a square to Jupiter. Oh, yes, that's right, on the 19th, which is a very highly charged competitive energy. So just be aware around November 19th, Warrior Mars or Aggressive Mars forms a challenging square to Jupiter in Sagittarius, which because it's a square, I'm using not so positive keywords, so that would be very competitive around November 19th. And if you are a mutable sign and have any planets in mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius or Pisces, just be aware of this date and getting into any sort of competition, no matter how friendly it may seem in the beginning, might not end up that way. But luckily these two signs are mutable, so it's not like people are going to be digging their heels in, but it is definitely an energy of competition. So we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned for more energies, planetary energies for this week.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org, brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. I'm talking about the planets this week, and we have so much going on. Now, the big news of the week is lucky planet Jupiter moving into its favorite sign of Sagittarius. Also this week, we have a new moon in Scorpio. We have Uranus, planet of the unexpected, retrograding or moving backwards into Aries. We also recently had love planet Venus retrograding or moving backwards into Libra. So if you can put two and two together there, this is all about Venus opposite Uranus. So things coming unexpectedly, especially around those things we love. And then also we recently had Mercury, planet of the mind, moving into Sagittarius. Now, this is going to be the start of the cycle of the retrograde, which does come about next week. And I will be talking about more about that on next week's show. But at the moment, new moon in Scorpio. Now, that's occurring at around 15 degrees of Scorpio. If you are a fixed sign or have any planets in fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, then this new moon will be affecting you. So this is all about new beginnings, because every month we have a new moon. And so it's the start of the lunation cycle, or the start of the new month. This time the new moon is in Scorpio, which is a fixed sign. So this is all about sort of forced change or new beginnings around any fixed signs. So new moons, new beginnings, but before you can have the new beginning, you have to have the ending. And with the new moon in Scorpio, it's very much about breaking bad habits. That's one way to look at it. So if there's something that you're doing that you don't quite like and you want to change, now is the time to do that. Now, Scorpio is one of the power signs of the zodiac. And so this is also about new beginnings, new powerful beginnings, or new beginnings around power. That's another way to look at it. And also Scorpio can be quite mysterious. So we might find that there are things going on behind the scenes, or secrets. Secrets may be revealed, or secrets may be started with this new moon in Scorpio. So, you know, this energy, it basically shifts your consciousness from external relationships to sort of more internal issues, you know, and depth and meaning are qualities that give value to our existence with this sort of energy. And so this is all about mystery. Anytime I think of the new moon in Scorpio, it's like mysteries and secrets and the intrigue that surrounds these things. So this type of energy with the new moon in Scorpio, it will invite us to delve a little deeper, or go beyond the surface of something to look deeper into something. Now, it's interesting because with this new moon in Scorpio, and also Jupiter at the very last degrees of Scorpio getting ready to move into Sagittarius on Thursday. So these next couple of days, it's going to be quite intense, and things may come to the surface that may surprise us, especially with Uranus about to move back or retrograde back into Aries. There's going to be some unexpected events coming about the next couple of days. The truth may be revealed quite suddenly, and something might be quite shocking. And that's Uranus in Aries, it's retrograde, and also with this new moon in Scorpio, it's time to turn over a new leaf. It's also about healing and transforming. So, you know, look at the areas in your life that need healing and transformation, and this is the time to start working on that, especially with, you know, this optimistic huge optimistic energy coming our way with Jupiter in Sagittarius for the next year. Some astrologers refer to Jupiter as the Santa Claus of the zodiac. So when it's put together with its favourite sign, the truth seeker. So here we have this energy of a new moon, which is really sort of like the truth is presented. And then Jupiter moving into Sagittarius, it's seeking the truth. So it's very interesting energy. There's a lot of different energies going on, which makes this week a very memorable week, let's just say. So with this new moon in Scorpio, you know, there might be some crisis of a situation. So we need to contemplate how we will respond to any sort of situations that come up unexpectedly or all of a sudden because of the Uranus moving back into Aries. You know, like what is our response? So that's something to take a look at as well. So it's like it's a time to sort of look at our personal triggers and look to the past, you know, with Venus, love planet Venus retrograde and Uranus retrograde and Mercury's about to turn retrograde. It's like what are our personal triggers from the past and how do they affect us now? And where is our reaction like the strongest? And that's where probably our greatest pain resides with this new moon in Scorpio, sort of like bringing up the things that we may have forgotten about and then being able to heal them maybe in unexpected ways. So see if there's any sort of link with a childhood trauma that keeps you from behaving in ways that can be maybe sort of some sort of humiliation or something we don't want to expose ourselves around. And of course, change never comes overnight, but the first step is to recognize and acknowledge patterns within ourselves that keep re-emerging. So this is sort of like the dredge that comes up that we'd rather sort of just leave alone and keep in our little Pandora's box never to open. But at this time with all these energies going on this week, it's like things will resurface, let's just say. And it's time to be honest. You know, we can't be the ostrich burying our head in the sand. It might be good, you know, with this sort of energy, the new moon in Scorpio, is to play detective with your life. You know, maybe by noting down some of the best and worst moments you can remember. And then, you know, sit still long enough through meditation or just taking a break. You know, sometimes in the world it's hard to just sort of slow down. But if we can sit still for long enough, you know, insights will come with this influence of this new moon in Scorpio. Things will rise to the surface. And maybe, you know, if we make a commitment at this time to tackle a few of our demons, this is definitely the time to do it. And so any sort of research or investigation is good with this influence. And also the new moon in Scorpio, it's very good for therapy or any sort of psychotherapy. So it's good with tackling things from the past and for healing. Because one of the symbols of Scorpio is, with this new moon in Scorpio, it's not just the scorpion, but it's the phoenix rising from the ashes. It's like that's such a powerful symbol of transformation and from, you know, going through something maybe so traumatic or so big that we can actually heal from that. So new moon in Scorpio is very much about the healing process. How do we move forward from, you know, pain and trauma from the past? Even looking at alternative therapies would also be a good use of this new moon as well. And, you know, speaking of alternative, Uranus is going to retrograde back into Aries, and that's happening tomorrow, just looking at the time. No, and the other planets, it's never like right on the dot when it happens because, you know, their effects are so far-reaching. But Uranus will retrograde back into Aries at 10:50 a.m. Pacific time, 1:50 p.m. Eastern time. So Uranus is the planet of rebellion. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. And moving back into Aries, if you're born late in the cardinal, within the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, if you're born very last day of those signs, then Uranus in Aries, Uranus moving back into Aries will be very significant. So that will make it very relevant. And Uranus first moved into Aries during this cycle in March 2011. And so then this year, Uranus moved forward into Taurus on May 15th, which I feel like I've been talking about for most of the year, Uranus in Taurus, because Uranus changes signs every 7 years. So it moved into Taurus on May 15th of this year, and then it turned retrograde on August 7th. So that's why we are now looking at Uranus moving backwards into Aries yet again because of the retrograde cycle. So anytime an outer planet changes signs, or what astrologers call ingresses, it really does change us or affect us all on a global scale. And if you have, and as I said, if you're born the last day of a cardinal sign or have any planets the last degrees of a cardinal sign, then this will be very significant for you. So we will be influenced individually, but really the effects of these outer planet changes or ingresses affects more on a global scale. So, you know, under this influence of Uranus moving back into Aries, you know, the influence will be, you know, our rebellious natures may be quite strong. There's going to be a lot of impatience. Many of us will want drastic changes straight away, without necessarily taking the time to think them through. You know, there's a lot of impulsive decision making at this time. Or we might be affected by people who do make impulsive decisions. But, you know, ultimately with Uranus in Aries and, of course, Jupiter in Sagittarius this week, the need for freedom will be paramount. This is going to be the theme of this week, is freedom or freedom seeking or rebellion or impatience. So that's Jupiter in Sagittarius and Uranus retrograding back into Aries. And, you know, with this energy, both these energies, you know, many of us might find ourselves not being able to tolerate any sort of restriction whatsoever. So there could be some sort of very strong reaction going on with these influences, you know, and perhaps reactions to such measures will be extreme of any type of restriction. You know, we might find our relationships to each other will be very open and free. So that's the other side of it. But with these sort of influences of the week, with Jupiter in Sag and Uranus in Aries, commitments might be quite difficult with these type of freedom-seeking energies. Now, the last time Uranus was in Aries, not this cycle, but the previous cycle, was April 1927 until March 1935. And, of course, the next time Uranus will be in Aries will be April 2094. It's sort of like I find it really hard even to say that, 2094. So, of course, you know, nobody can accurately predict what will happen in you know, in 2094. But, you know, right now, if we look back to the cycles of Uranus in Aries and what happened at that time, it's quite fascinating. You know, so Uranus in Aries is a very pioneering, fearless and unexpected planetary energy. And so what happened previously, I've made this little list here of, well, what did go on when Uranus was in Aries, you know, back in 1927 through 1935? You know, what can we expect with these last few months of Uranus in Aries? And that's tomorrow all the way through March 6th of 2019, will be the final time that unpredictable Uranus will be in impatient Aries or action-oriented Aries. So some of the things that we had was, here's something interesting. The Academy Awards was founded during that time. We also had Charles Lindbergh makes the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight from New York to Paris. And then, of course, we had this 8.6 magnitude earthquake in China, killing 200,000 people. And, you know, Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. And so Amelia Earhart starts her attempt to become the first woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean. And the world's largest hailstone falls in Nebraska. Alexander Fleming discovers penicillin. And, of course, we had the Wall Street crash of 1929. So I want to see what happens with the financial markets over the next few months. And the 3M company, they marketed Scotch tape, and Pluto was discovered. And Lily Elby was the first recipient of male-to-female sex reassignment surgery, the last time Uranus was in Aries. We also had the first quick frozen vegetables sold to the public. And, of course, we had the Great Depression during this period of when Uranus was in Aries, 1927 through 1935. The first Purple Heart was awarded. And then, of course, the first alleged sighting of the Loch Ness Monster occurs. And then Alcatraz became a prison. And, of course, Adolf Hitler was Führer of Germany. So there you had what happened the last time Uranus was in Aries. Now, Uranus is often associated with rebellions and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes, anything that erupts with sudden and unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. And I think that's a good time to take a break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean... I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi, Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week and what a week we have. Just before the break, I was talking about unpredictable Uranus retrograding back into Aries. And the last time Uranus was in Aries, or the last cycle of it, was 1927 through 1935. So Uranus is very unstable and unpredictable, and it does shake up routines, and it does fly in the face of expectations. Uranus is the planet that encourages us to break out of our mold and to fly. So it really does challenge the validity of the status quo, and really puts it to the test through sometimes dramatic and upsetting occurrences, especially when it comes together in Aries, because Aries is the sign of the self. So it's like people will not be thinking of other people at this time. It's sort of like every person for themselves. And the symbol of Aries is the rams, which is very headstrong and impulsive. And if you think about two rams in a duel, is that how you say it? In a duel, when they're butting horns, clashing horns together, they don't back down from a challenge or a confrontation. So just think about that sort of energy that's going on at this time. Uranus in Aries, and then freedom seeking, expansive Jupiter in Sagittarius. There's a lot of action and energy at this time with these planetary activities. We also had last planet Venus retrograding back into Libra. So we're currently in that as well. It first turned retrograde in this cycle on October 5th, and it will be retrograde until November 16th when it will turn direct at about 25 degrees Libra. So retrograde Venus is the planet, Venus is the planet that is retrograde the least amount of times. So when it does turn retrograde, it's always a big deal. So under the influence of Venus in Libra, now Venus does like Libra. It's one of its favorite signs, Libra and Taurus. Venus is the ruler of Libra and Taurus. So even though Venus is currently retrograde in Libra, it's not too bad. Could be worse. So with retrograde Venus in Libra, this is all about socializing and our social connections and typically gracious manners, although Venus is retrograde, so anything sort of goes, especially because it's forming an opposition to, it will be tomorrow when Uranus moves back into Aries. There will be this opposition between Venus and Uranus. So that will be quite interesting. Weird and wonderful, I guess, would be the theme. Both retrograde, so maybe not in a good way. So typically with love planet Venus in its favorite sign, one of its favorite signs of Libra, it's all about, connecting and romance and getting along and being very polite and, as I said, gracious manners, but there is an opposition from Uranus. So it's sort of like smiling, but we're really saying something as we're saying it through a smiling face, you know, that type of thing. We might be sacrificing our own desires. Typically with Venus in Libra, it's a really good diplomatic sort of negotiating, win-win type of energy, but with Uranus in the mix, not necessarily, or there could be some last minute things that come up that we had not anticipated or expected. So usually collaborative projects or efforts flow really easily with Venus in Libra, but with these other things thrown into the mix, anything goes. So we also have at this time communication planet Mercury that moved into Sagittarius, and it will be part of yet another dreaded Mercury retrograde period, and that will come about November 16th when Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius at 13 degrees, and it will continue its retrograde all the way back into Scorpio on December 1st, and then it will finally turn direct December 6th at 27 degrees of Scorpio. So, yes, we are facing another Mercury retrograde period, and that will come about next week. So while Mercury is in Sagittarius, and of course with Jupiter in moving into Sagittarius this week, it really does emphasize that we do want to broaden our world views and explore a variety of subjects and expose ourselves to new ideas and perspectives. And as I said, especially the philosophical nature, you know, what are life's big questions? You know, it's forget about the details and the facts and figures. It's sort of like it's an excellent time to focus on our ideals and our visions for the future, and then we'll worry about how to get there another time. But it's sort of like, you know, think big with these types of energies. And the interesting thing is, you know, with unpredictable Uranus moving back into Aries, it's like all of a sudden we might have all these brand new ideals and values that we suddenly are thinking about because they just sort of came to us, and amazingly this week. So Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, that's coming about November 16th through the 30th. And what we can expect then is, you know, like maybe an onslaught of opinions, people putting, you know, one's foot in their mouth. So many of us will feel an urgency to express ourselves without really thinking through what we're saying. So just take care with that. Mercury in Sagittarius is sort of like that anyway, but it's sort of like when it turns retrograde next week for the rest of the month, it's very much about, you know, some of us might be a little bit misguided on our soapboxes during this time, or being self-righteous, or just plain old annoying. So, you know, nobody likes a smarty pants. You know, when Mercury's in Sagittarius, especially when it's going to be retrograde and it's coming together with Jupiter, which is, you know, expanding everything that it touches, and of course the Sun. So there's going to be a lot of that going on, you know, the second half of this month. And then, of course, you know, Mercury will continue its retrograde December 1st back into Scorpio. So it's sort of like picking up the pieces, you know, things coming up that might have been hanging around from before. So, you know, with this sort of energy, we're feeling a bit more suspicious than usual. So this is the cycle we're in now. And so that's only going to be building and building. So it does calm down in December, thankfully, just in time for the holidays. Now, the other planetary influences we have this week, today, Sun trine Neptune. So that's good. So this is all about creativity and like responding to life at a soul level. So very much about artistic or spiritual, or, you know, the compassionate side of life. So it's good to sort of get out of the usual ambition and achievement mode and sort of focus on the other side of life. So there's heightened compassion and sympathy with this type of energy. It's a good time for community service. And acts of compassion, that type of thing. And then on Friday, we have the retrograde Venus in Libra forming a really nice trine to Mars in Aquarius. This is great news for the air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So with Venus trining Mars, things flow very smoothly. It's great for relationships. We get what we want. We get what we need. It's time to be loved. It's time to love. There's a lot of very strong sort of passionate energy. People want some physical affection or an emotional connection when love planet Venus forms a really nice trine to passionate Mars. It's a very charming and confident type of energy, especially with that Jupiter in Sagittarius this week. Now for your weekly horoscope. So, of course, the big news is Jupiter's shift from Scorpio into Sagittarius, which brings for all signs a very optimistic, enthusiastic, and adventurous vibe. And if you're an Aries, Your urge to travel is stronger than ever, and you sense that you can learn a great deal through interacting with other people, new places and different cultures. So resolve to make travel a priority for a while, and of course, within your budget and means. If you're a Taurus, Jupiter's shift brings buried emotions to the surface, and you may spend a lot of time processing things from the past. So it's a good time to seek therapy or counselling if you believe it might help, so you can look to the future with confidence. If you are a Gemini, partnerships of all kinds, whether personal or business, benefit hugely from Jupiter's shift. You can expect others to look at you in a new light now, so put your very best self out there, and new love could well be on the horizon. If you are a Cancer, positive news about your health or well-being puts a real spring in your step, and you have the willpower now to give up unhealthy habits for good. If you've tried to get healthier in the past but failed, now is your time to succeed, and that's especially because of the new moon in Scorpio. If you are a Leo, optimism surges through you now, especially with regard to any creative or artistic projects you have in mind. This is a joyful week and an inspirational one too. You'll especially love being around children or young people and animals. If you are a Virgo, you're being urged to turn your home into your spiritual power base. So do what you can to make it more of a sanctuary, even if that means changing the purpose of some rooms or remodeling the layout. Choose colours which inspire and relax. If you are a Libra, your urge to chat is off the scale now, and that's urged on by Jupiter, but there is such a thing as oversharing. So be careful to keep your personal life personal, especially around people you don't know very well, which may be on social media. So look out for that one. If you are a Scorpio, Jupiter's shift is fantastic news for your bank balance, and you should start to feel prosperity flowing towards you now. It's an excellent time to look into manifestation and visualization techniques to keep the momentum going. If you are a Sagittarius, your light is shining stronger than ever now that Jupiter is in your sign. It's the perfect time to make a good impression, whether you're looking for a new job or a new love. You're very good company and people like what they see. If you are a Capricorn, all things mystical and mysterious fascinate you now, and you may be surprised to find yourself researching spiritual and esoteric matters with enthusiasm. Jupiter asks you to look for meaning, and you're certainly responding to that. If you are an Aquarian, Jupiter's message to you is about the importance of teamwork. So you want to expand your social life and your circle of business acquaintances. Get to know others, but don't judge people based purely on how useful they are to you. And finally, if you are a Pisces, professional recognition is on the way, courtesy of Jupiter, and that's Jupiter traveling through your career zone. So you may find yourself in line for a promotion at work, or perhaps new work opportunities appear around every corner. It feels great to finally have your hard work acknowledged. And so there you have your weekly horoscope. And this week, you know, the headline of the week is optimistic Jupiter moving into its favorite sign of Sagittarius, where it will be until 2019. This is great news for the fire signs. That's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Also this week, we have Mercury, planet of the mind, it's in Sagittarius and it's part of the retrograde cycle. And then love planet Venus retrograded back into Libra. And then, of course, unpredictable Uranus retrograding back into Aries. So with Venus opposite Uranus, this is very unpredictable energy. You know, with these two signs, two planets at odds with each other. And then, of course, this week we have a new moon in Scorpio. So this is all about changing unhealthy habits would be the best use of this new moon in Scorpio. And it's about transformation, things coming up from the past and dealing with them so we can move forward into the future. Now, there's a lot of energy this week with unpredictable Uranus retrograding back into Aries and then expansive Jupiter moving into Sagittarius. So these energies are very much about freedom seeking and breaking free from what holds us back. And then that coupled with Mercury in Sagittarius, you know, wanting to broaden our worldview and explore many different things that we might not have been interested in before. It's like taking a philosophical point of view on what's going on in the world at the moment. And then, of course, getting ready for the Mercury retrograde next week on November 16th. So there's a lot going on, you know, with love planet Venus in Libra. It's very much about connecting with other people or reaching out to other people. Many of us might find that our social calendars are booked, old friends getting back in touch from the past in unexpected ways. But with unpredictable Uranus moving back into Aries, our more outrageous inclinations might be evident. So there you have it. That's it from me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and thanks for tuning in to The Astrology Show.